Here we go, here we go. The Justin Aguirre motherfucking podcast. Welcome, tapping in. Thank you for tapping in. Did you click the link on my Instagram story? Do you have me saved on Apple Podcasts so when a new podcast comes out, it just refreshes on your iPhone? Do you have me saved on Spotify? How about Stitch and Snatch and all those other weird platforms? Where am I? Do you listen to me on desktops? Am I in your earbuds? Do you have the old AirPods? Do you still have a cord connected to your fucking headphones? Are you that much of a dinosaur? Do you let me play on the speaker while you wash dishes? Are you riding bike right now? Welcome to another show, guys. Welcome to another show. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're here, man. I was drinking mate and I was like, let's do this. Let's do the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second real quick. I don't know if you could hear any music in the background, but I'm trying to get to my Instagram story because I wanted to read something to you that I wrote today, and it's about calling and purpose and vision and who you are. And I'm going to try to keep this episode short. I usually say that and it doesn't happen, but I'm going to try again. There is a line I heard from a Croatian girl on Twitter, and I ran with it, and I put my own twist to it. But the message, truth, truth, my friends, truth is truth. All truth is God's truth. It's all the same, baby. Here's the line. Pay attention. If it is your calling, it will keep calling you until you answer. Come on now. Some quotes are long and some are short and some just call to you. Let me say it again. If it is your calling, it will keep calling you until you answer. You know, when I first read it, it's funny. I thought about like a phone ringing, you know, and then you just got to pick it up almost like that's your call. Right. And then I immediately went to like the traditional way of viewing calling, which is a career or a path or a certain endeavor or purpose you must accomplish and pursue, you know, that type of calling. Like you see the Lion King and he clearly has a calling, or any good Disney movie. Aren't Disney movies awesome? Can we just pause real quick? I have a lot of attention deficit, but Disney movies, there's always, man, like this central message of a calling really upon someone's life, whether it's the female or the male, but there's a mission to undergo and they try to avoid it, right? They try to avoid it and then they end up accepting it, and somehow there's romance involved because that's what makes things juicy. And then there's like an enemy, someone to attack or someone to conquer or someone to just befriend on the journey on the way there, and Shrek, and you know what I mean? There's just like this storyline, this plot, and there's this calling that must be received, right? And then they go do it. And Disney movies, I don't even know if Shrek is Disney, but we'll just say it is for the purpose of the podcast. But they always speak to a central message about life. And that's why they're so popular. It's because there's something true in the story, even though they're cartoon and animated and cute. There's something true about me and you and them. Death and honor and nations and people groups coming together and comedy and sarcasm and death and victory and truly, truly, truly happy endings, right? I mean, there's no Disney movies that have a bad ending. And if there is, there's like a counter happy ending with it. Like, we always want to leave the theater like not depressed, right? On some sort of happy note. Or with the suspense of more coming, right? But I want to get back to calling, guys. Calling. If someone told you, what's your calling? You would probably go into like, you know, what am I supposed to do in this world? Or what am I being asked to do? That's the traditional way, like I was saying, of viewing the word calling. But in my post, in my story, I wrote additional commentary, and that's what I want to read to you as well and get into that for the remainder of the podcast. And I said, this is true, speaking about the quote, this is true for various spheres of life: your career, a relationship or the end of one, your health, your physique, and your faith. And then I wrote, be honest and respond. And when I said respond, I'm talking about to the calling. So what I'm getting at, what I want to give you and bring and enlighten into you, is this idea that there are these nudges that consistently call at us. And as humans, it's almost like we're programmed and designed to avoid them. Truly, truly. And we never like hear a calling and we're like, yes, like a first time, right? Like, yes, like, you know, you might get it after the 377th call, right? You might say that. But usually, whether it's a career, a new relationship, or the end of one, better health, changing your body, especially your faith and the growing thereof, we don't necessarily open our arms at the first call. And that's why the quote says, if it is your calling, it will keep calling you until you answer. Think about your life and the areas where you've grown, the relationships you've had romantically, the careers that you've gone through, the health that maybe you've lost or overcame or grown in and gotten better in terms of health, your physique, the way you look, the way you've aged, the way your face has changed, the way your hands look, the way your stomach and midsection have evolved in your upper torso and your chest, or for women and their lower legs and their body. Think about your physique, how it's all changed. Think about your faith and how it's grown and evolved, and the steps you've taken, or the ministries or churches or synagogues that you've left, temples that you've been in, nations and countries that you've visited in. That was funny. The way things have evolved for you, there was a calling that was pushing you and nudging you along the whole way in each of these spheres. And somehow, you've slowly opened up yourself to receiving it and walking in it. Whether you've realized it or not, it's what you've done. What I want to submit today to you is that you might grow in the area of hearing and responding to the calling faster. When I listen to interviews or just successful people or very highly engaged spiritual people, or just not even like on a status of world like image, but just people who look happy in life and just people who have peace or whatever it is that you want to attain. When I talk to these people and like ask them or hear about them, like any regrets, and usually very healthy people, they've learned to deal with their regrets. But there's one that I hear, and maybe you've said it before too, is, yeah, I just wish I would have started sooner. And you know why we say that? It's because we've come to the realization that that truth or that path was in us the whole time. Because you wouldn't say that if you didn't feel like you had it in you the whole time. You couldn't have started sooner because it wouldn't have been yours, right? So when you say, and you hear someone say, I wish I would have just started sooner, it kind of means like, I could have done this way earlier, but I was fill in the blank, right? And so what I want to submit to you today in this shorter episode is, would you listen to the callings of your life much sooner? Right now, guys, in your life, right here, today, right now. And we'll talk about these fears. There is a nudge for you in terms of career. It doesn't mean like I moved to another country to start a new job. It could mean that. But if you're honest, let's say median age, you're 35 right now. Let's just say that. And you're going to die at 87. You're probably going to change careers at some point. You're going to get nudged in a new direction. Something new is going to happen. Or you're staying in the same industry and you'll switch positions. Something's going to happen. And the way that's going to happen is there's going to be a calling and you're going to have to respond to it and move in the direction. What if I told you that you could be more sensitive to that voice and you could hear it a lot faster and progress a lot quicker because you're so tapped in to the call? What if that's true for a relationship you're in? Have you ever dragged out a relationship and it could have ended a lot sooner? but you didn't listen to the call. You didn't hear the call. You got to be in touch with the call. And how do you be in touch with the call? Man, that's the work. That's the inner work. Or maybe it's a new relationship and pursuing someone. And you had the chance. Oh, I wish I would have asked her out. I wish I would have. We spoke about this on an earlier episode. I wish I was braver. I wish I didn't wait around so long. I wish I would have gotten out more. And here you are, right? It's not to put like shame on you, like, but it's to get you to think and see that you're right now being nudged, guys. You're being nudged. And as I said, we're programmed to almost like avoid it and just like not hear it and just like, no, I'm fine. I'm here in my beanbag, just comfy. There is a call. How about your health? I'm a coach. This is one of the biggest ones, man. People know they should be eating better, but they don't give a fuck because they've accepted who they are, even though low-key they haven't. And we live and they live in that in-between of like, I'm just fine. I'm what they call balanced. No, you're not. You're unhappy. You're unhappy. You want better health. You want better health. You want a better physique. You want to look better. There's a call on you to change your body. But either you don't know how, or you're too lazy, or you're going to just keep avoiding the call and come up with excuses. There is a press into your chest saying, your name, look better, get better, eat better, sleep better, feel better, exercise more, wake up earlier, go to bed earlier, pack those meals, track those macros, go harder in that workout. It's telling you something. I'm just putting words in my mouth to you. You have your own words. Maybe it's totally different for you. Maybe you're a machine and your calling is like, hey, slow down a little bit. Go softer. Go slower. Go easier. Take a rest day. Hey, I'm not going to discriminate against the call, but you got to be in touch and hear what it's saying. You have a body and you're going to look like something in 20 years, whether you know it or not, or the only way you can stop that is if you die. And at some point, this is very morbid, but you're going to die of something. And if you would take care of your health, you'd be able to experience another 10, 15, 20 years of life. Granted, the way technology and society is going, but if you treat yourself like shit now and don't heed the call, you'll die faster. And you won't be able to spend more time with people that you say you love. Does this make sense? Listen to the call, guys. And the last one, your faith. Man, this is a big one. Probably my favorite one. You're being called, and it's woven into all the others too, in my opinion. You're being called to expand and grow and evolve and open. If you are honest, you do not have the same views of God that you did to last 10 years ago that you do now. You do not have the same views of church or whatever faith denomination or tradition you're part of. You don't have the same viewpoints of eternal weight upon people and how you view the interconnectedness of human beings and how you see the future unfolding and how you see kindness and generosity and evil in the world. And I just want to throw in a bunch of words that could mean something like faith for you, whatever that means for you, faith, because it's, I don't want to go through everything here, but whatever faith means for you, views of God, whatever you want to define it as, it's not the same that it was 10 years ago. And what I'm telling you today is there's a call to expand more today. And you could have been wiser. You could have been deeper. You could have known more. You could have studied more. You could have listened more. You could have wrote down those insights you've had because they've been true all along. You would have developed more. You would have had more character. Maybe you're being asked to pray more, to read scripture more, to meditate, to spend time. How about to forgive somebody? And you could have done it 5 years ago, but you're still living in bitterness with them. These are all the areas that pertain to faith, guys. And what I'm telling you today is these spheres of life, there's a calling from above, from within, however you want to see it, there's a calling. We must heed it. We must answer it. We must follow through. It's the call of our conscience. It's the authentic voice of creation. Will you respond, or will you keep avoiding? What is it telling you? Yeah, let's pause there. Let's pause there. I think it's been 15 minutes. But my friends, that is the message for today. With love, with peace, and with grace from your boy J.A. I hope you like this one. It's for the heart, man. It's for the heart. Would you be honest? And would you respond? Because that's what you've always done. So you might as well do it now. Until next time.